The two cases the group is worried about are a suit that could force the state to provide health care benefits to same-sex domestic partners of state employees, and another that challenges the language in the gay marriage ban. Fair Wisconsin is about to launch a voter education campaign about the two candidates, incumbent Lewis Butler and challenger Michael Gableman. Acting director of the group Glenn Carlson says he hopes handing out the ballots this week will boost voter turnout in April. He says the next step is interviews with the two candidates on their attitudes towards gay issues.
We have sent out questionnaires to both of the announced candidates to learn their position, not necessarily on these given cases, but just more in general, questions about do they even know gay people.
Carlson says the group also plans to lobby for a bill to legalize some form of civil unions, a bill that if it passes would almost certainly be challenged in court. The Wisconsin Family Research Council, that played a major role in rallying voters to pass the gay marriage ban, also has its eyes on the Supreme Court race. Director Julaine Appling says she's putting together a packet now to send out to the same people who helped the marriage ban succeed.
We could easily mail that to well over 100,000 people, 100,000 households, actually. However the court is comprised after April 1st, will mean certain types of votes will happen on issues such as the marriage amendment.
Appling's group will not be raising money for either of the candidates, but the political action arm of Fair Wisconsin is trying to raise money now to back the candidate they believe is most likely to rule favorably on gay rights issues. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.